रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 9 विभीषण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. देन निकुंभ रभस सूर्य शत्रु ऑफ ग्रेट स्ट्रेंथ सुप्तघ्न यज्ञाः महापार्श्व महोदर अग्निकेतु दुर्दर्श रश्मिकेतु इंद्रजीत प्रहस्त वीरपाक्ष वज्र दमस्त्र धूम्रक्ष अतिकाय दुर्मुख एंड अदर हीरोज स्प्रांग फॉरवर्ड आर्म्ड विद बो एरोस स्वॉर्ड्स क्रोबार्स जैवलिंस शक्ति ट्राइडेंट एक्स एंड अदर वेपन्स एंड ब्लेजिंग विद स्प्लेंडर रोड आउट. We shall go for this instant to bring you news of the death of Rama, Lakshmana, Sugriva, and that wretch of a monkey that brought dishonor on our beloved Lanka. Then Vibhishana intervened and bade them be seated again and said, The masters of political science counsel us to stretch forth our hand to punish only when persuasions, inducements, and dissensions fail. Now is not the time for force. Apart from that, I see no just cause for punishing our foe. As advised by the books on polity and after due inquiry through ministers, one makes enemies only of those that are slave to the pleasures of the senses, the weak, the young, and the old. Now Rama is the most careful of men. His might is ever steady and unshaken. His anger is always justified and in place. Hence, no foe dare approach him. And such a man you seek to make your mortal foe. Is there anyone among us who is not amazed by the doings of Hanuman, who lightly crossed the terrible seas and did such havoc in Lanka? The armies and the might of a foe are boundless. It is a mistake to slight them without further thought. Again, it is not just or reasonable to make an enemy of one who has done us no harm. How has Rama injured Ravana? Why did my brother carry away his wife from Janasthan? You may say, he slew Kara and this is his offense. But that evildoer was the first to march against Rama intent upon his death. And if he fell in fair battle, how is that an offense on the part of Rama? Self-preservation to the limit of one's capacity is natural, is it not? Even granting that Rama was the first to offend, does it follow that Ravana should carry away his wife? More natural and seeming it would be to fight with him fairly and teach him a lesson. To lay impure hands on the wives of others is a heinous sin that will destroy our wealth, fame, and life itself. All these causes are enough to bring upon us a great fear all through Sita. We ought to take her back and restore her. What is the use of making trouble now? It is futile folly to make an enemy of Rama, the prince of heroes, and one who treads the path of the highest virtue. Therefore, the only thing to do is to send back the Lady Sita. Let us restore Janaki to Rama ere his keen arrows lay waste this Lanka, which flourishes with its boundless wealth and fourfold army. Let us send her back to Rama ere the monkey hordes, dreadful and resistless, surround our beloved Lanka. If we fail to restore the beloved wife of Rama, this Lanka and all the Rakshasa warriors will surely perish. Your Majesty is the nearest of kin to me. I lay my head at your feet and pray you to take my counsel. Verily, my words are true and in your best interests. The shafts of Rama are keen, hard, and unfailing, like the autumnal sun. Ere they destroy you utterly, restore Sita to Rama. Anger is the undoing of prosperity and virtue alike. Put it away, I pray you. Righteousness increases fame and happiness. Hold it steadfastly. Let us live in comfort with our wives and children. Once again, I entreat you, restore Sita to Rama. Ravana dismissed the counselors with the words, Let us think of this further in the morning, and retired to his palace. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunavate Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhoomaya Mangalam.